Governor Patrick made the announcement during a press conference Friday morning, appearing very emotional.
That if a stranger dwells with you in your land, you shall not mistreat him, but rather love him as yourself. For you were strangers in the land of Egypt.
Chicopee Mayor Richard Koss responded to the governor's offer Friday afternoon, saying Westover should not be an option and the idea of having children stay on the base makes no sense. Officials from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services will review the sites to see if they are suitable to house up to 1,000 children for about 35 days, according to Patrick. Standing next to the governor in Great Barrington Friday afternoon, fellow Democrat Congressman Richard Neal says having talked with Koss and others, he understands their concerns.
And I think the logistics there, having a lot of knowledge about the housing in particular, because I put the money in for it, and it's used. It's used every weekend, and so in talking to General Vautrain today, we understood the nature of the problem. So there wasn't any demagoguery as it related to the issue, and I don't think that Westover is the best proposal. But having said that, I also think that the nation faces a significant humanitarian crisis, and all that was suggested today was an assessment process.
Patrick says there shouldn't be any discussion around the decision to offer a small number of the more than 50,000 children waiting to be processed a place to stay temporarily.
And I think we have the capacity in every way, including in our compassion, to make that offer and to do so in good faith.
Massachusetts House Minority Leader Bradley Jones is holding a summit at the State House Thursday, inviting local and federal law enforcement to talk about the issue. The Republican from North Reading says the idea for the talk came about in June when he and fellow lawmakers heard reports of unaccompanied minors being flown into Hanscom Air Force Base. Jones disagrees with Patrick's offer to house immigrants anywhere in Massachusetts.
The first wave going to facilitate the next wave, the next wave, the next wave, and is this the best way to try to address that or alleviate that? Or are there things that are going on in Central America that would be more helpful to try to help deal with there?
State Representative Nick Boldiga of Southwick sits on the legislature's Public Safety and Homeland Security Committee. The Republican says Massachusetts shouldn't shelter undocumented immigrants.
It poses a health risk to them. It's going to be expensive for us and dangerous. And we ultimately don't know who these people are and what's going to happen to them, if no matter if it's the Commonwealth of Massachusetts or whatever other state takes them. There's some serious risks here. And like I said, we should be enforcing the current immigration laws. We're encouraging people to come here illegally, knowing that they're going to get shelter. That's not going to do good for us or them.
Earlier this month, Connecticut officials rejected a federal request to house immigrants in vacant buildings dating back to the 1930s at the state-owned Southbury Training School campus. Citing safety concerns, Governor Daniel Malloy said there are no suitable state properties to accommodate the children, but Connecticut will work to connect kids with any family in the state. Connecticut U.S. Senator Richard Blumenthal, who like Malloy is a Democrat, visited the border with Mexico on Friday, stopping short of saying he disagrees with Malloy. Blumenthal says each state needs to decide if it can house children.
I'm fighting for resources necessary not only in Connecticut but nationwide so that they can be kept under safe, caring circumstances. And the majority of them, the vast majority, can be placed in homes with their parents or other relatives.
The Connecticut Immigrant Rights Alliance is holding a rally Tuesday afternoon in New Haven to ask Governor Malloy to reconsider his decision. Meanwhile, the former Kenwood Academy in Albany has been ruled out as a possible site to house the children. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.